What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. Wanted to give you an update to let me see if I could find a good picture of old Chelsea Wolf here, because she's fucking hot. That's terrible. Any case, I just wanted to give you a update on the dating situation that just turned to absolute dog shit in a matter of fucking seconds. Not due to me. You gotta understand. I'm just waking up to the situation, right? So in any case, I wake up, there's a text message that says, "Hey, show me the pictures of the girls that you've so far seen, like, you know, or that you're talking to." And I laughed and I thought, like, all right, here we go. This is going to be really fucking bad. And you got to understand that the girl that I was talking to, that I was kind of, you know, really interested in, already gave me a shit ton of red flags and warning signs. And I thought, like, all right, dude, everybody's got bad days. And, yeah, it just, I knew it was gonna head fucking someplace really fucking bad. So I uploaded, I think, 3 or 4 pictures of girls that were interested in me. And, you know, she criticized them. One of them didn't look realistic. One of them looked like she said that one of them looked like, she looked like she was a dude. And then the other one, well, I think she said, like, you downloaded off of Instagram. And I said, look, man, like, I have no idea why they're attracted to me. They just are. We've been on the phone. We've talked. So I have no reason to doubt, you know, that they're not real. But I'm not taking them serious because they want families. And I've already told them flat out, like, look, dude, I'm just looking to have fucking fun. I just want to get laid. And I just want to fucking enjoy my life, you know, peacefully, without marriage, without kids, without anything. And they were down for it, you know, but I'm taking you serious. So, and then, she said something. She said, something about the idea of, like, well, in any case, I need to give you a little bit of background. So let me rewind. She kind of catfished me a little bit. She uploaded a picture of when she was 32, 33. She's about my age now, 36, and she's gained a lot of weight. But in any case, not a lot, just a little bit. But enough to be fucking noticeable, which I thought was a little catfishy, fucker. And then I just ignored it. I was like, dude, there's nothing that my fucking diet can't help her, right? So in any case, after the whole car thing, after the whole fucking, what's your credit score like, after fucking all that shit that she fucking pulled out of her ass, this time around she asked for those pictures and I gave them to her. She criticized them. And then she said, what did I say? I said something, she criticized them and I said, well, in any case, and I said, it doesn't matter because I'm not really taking them serious. And then she said, something to the effect of, like, yeah, but you would be chasing me anyway, or something to that effect. And I played along. I sent her a little puppy emoji. And then, I said, something to the effect of, like, yeah, but I'm a chubby chaser and I know that you have really bad cardio. And, she fired back by, like, sending me, like, a whole fucking slew of pictures of dudes. And I was just like, what the fuck is this? Like, why do I feel like I'm in competition for her affection? Like, why is she starting this competition bullshit that she started? Now I'm like, all right, there's two ways that I can correct this. I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna let her fucking show me who she really is. And I said, if you have all this, if you have all this selection and variety, what makes me so special? A part of me, all right, a part of me wanted to fucking wanted me to stop her and say, like, answer with your heart and not with your fucking ego. Put your ego aside and just answer truthfully. Like, what is it? And I was like, no, dude, let this fucking ride out. I literally stopped myself. I put my fucking hand across my own chest in this one, and I was like, no. Let it ride out. And so, funny girl, she said, what makes you think you're so special? And in that moment, I was like, there it is. You see, man, I realized that when she wasted my fucking time, she didn't take me serious. I was just practice. And I thought, like, you know what? I'll give her the benefit of the doubt, knowing that I'm probably gonna get played again. Let me fucking double down here to make sure that I'm fucking wrong. Wrong. After she fucking asked what my credit score was, I was like, all right, dude, like, this is bad. She really needs help. She needs a fucking bailout. And I thought to myself, like, dude, I'm not gonna fucking do this. I'm not gonna fucking play around like this. I'm just gonna, I'm just gonna play it cool. I'm gonna fucking play it cool. And I'm not gonna take this any more further than I really need to. And in that moment, when she answered honestly and she said, what makes you think you're so special? It was like the summation of every fucking MGTOW video that I've ever seen. And here's the thing. I'm sick and tired of fucking people that are outside of my generation asking me, why won't we date? Why won't we marry? Why won't we do anything? And they're running around, you know, fucking and fooling around and you know, just basically fucking around with the leftovers. And they're in their like 40s, 50s, and 60s. And I'm at this point where I'm like, dude, I'm looking at my fucking selection here, and it is just trash and dog shit. If you've ever gone to like an all-you-can-eat buffet and all that's left is like all the fucked up food that nobody wants, that's kind of what it's like going to this shit, into the dating world. And no, they're not gonna bring out a flesh poo-poo platter. Everything is what you see is what you get. So after I said this is why, after that I said this is why I stopped dating. Take care. And I just didn't respond. And she sent like two text messages. I didn't even bother to read them. But I'm sure it was my fault because you already know the pattern of behavior of these fucking children. It was my fault that maybe I didn't take the joke, or maybe I didn't see this, or it was like she like you should have known what this was, and all this other crap, right? Never once taking accountability, or hey man, like I didn't realize you were taking this serious. Yeah, whatever. You know, after 5 years of not dating, because I didn't want to hurt anyone, and trying to get back into the game, and having this happened, I'm realizing why. I'm realizing why it's just so much easier just to fuck with them. I'm realizing why it's just so easy to just fucking dump, like pump and dump. because you don't have to fucking deal with that nightmare of a situation. Trying to elevate somebody that doesn't want to be fucking elevated. Trying to give them a different perspective and giving them hope. For what fucking reason? They're just going to destroy it anyway. It was like a time when I was living at this guy's house and he had two boys and he bought them guitars and they fucking like played swords with it and they smashed it against each other. And I guess he went out to Mexico, bought them and brought them for his sons or whatever, and they fucking destroyed them. And he's like, I'm not. And I told him, like, how come you don't buy them physical toys anymore? Or like, how come they don't have any physical toys? They only have like video games. Because that's the only thing they respect. Anytime I buy them something, they fucking destroy it. I bought them sandals from Mexico. They fucking threw them away. I did this other shit, and they fucking destroyed that. And I bought him, I can't remember what he said. He bought him like rollerblades or something, and they fucking took them apart and just started throwing the pieces. Like they completely just dismantled the shit and just like they were just destructive, you know? And he goes, and I know for a fact they're not going to destroy their fucking video game because, that's something that they fucking respect. They don't respect, my time that I went out to go out and buy that for them. And that's what I'm realizing about modern women. Any case, I guess this is just another cautionary tale, right? Guard your heart.